Have we been here for long, or?
Nope, you just arrived.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay.
There is a lot to discuss.
What, you mean the fact that they're trying to distract, but there's about to be, there's protests all over the world. Farmer protests.
Oh, yes, the farmer protests.
Not to mention, they're trying to distract the media, and the British media is trying to distract from the fact that there's going to be farmers protesting in the UK by blasting over about Charles all over the fucking media.
Oh, yes, about the
Trying to
party's.
just, yeah, apart from the fact he's got
Yeah.
cancer, nobody cares. The only one
Yeah,
people that
exactly.
actually care about that bastard are the fucking soup, are either the freaking elite scumbags on the left lovers, or quite honestly, the dumb and ill-informed people. Nobody cares about that family. Nowhere near as much as they cared for Elizabeth. There's a lot more people calling for that thing to be, for the monarchy to be disrupted and destroyed. So what, let's start off with what you want to talk about then.
Where do I begin?
Okay. The first neural link has happened.
Yes, the first person got Neuralink, and
I might, this is new territory. Nobody's been talking about that. Everybody's being distracted by the farm protest. Nobody's talking about Neuralink. They're also not talking about the fact that they practically legalized, in America, they practically legalized. I think they practically legalized voting, legalized these immigrants by basically allowing them to enter the military. They also don't talk about the fact that they practically basically encourage more and more, they're pretty much legalized at least 2,000 a month, 2,000 immigrants a month, basically. Or something like that. Or a certain amount of them a year. Or no, at least 2 million immigrants a year, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't there something about apparently a young child got raped by one of these people, these Muslims as well? Supposed
Maybe.
to be here. Okay.
Trust no one.
Tucker's going to be interviewing Putin. I'm quite
That'll be
interested to
interesting.
see what that'll be about. Zelensky doesn't like that apparently. I said I don't give a fuck what that weasel, that zero, that weasel wants. He should be surprised the fucking military. He should be surprised the secret services are not trying to fucking off him. Quite
Wait,
honestly,
what is Zelensky gonna do about that?
no offense, but I'm surprised at this point. I'm surprised the freaking the feds haven't the FBI, CIA haven't just knocked the guy off. Literally, because what more use does he have for these people? He's eventually gonna, at the end of the day, he thinks he's gonna be able to walk away to Miami. I can guarantee you, they're not gonna fucking let that bloke live. He'll be gone. He'll be eliminated. He'll just be, they'll Osama bin Laden the guy. They'll probably use some type of like frickin', they'll use it in a way to invade Russia or invade Ukraine. They'll make Zelensky out to be the bad guy or something like that. And they'll instill justice by basically just eliminating him. Like Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
They're going to Osama bin Laden Zelensky. Like, it couldn't happen to a better man. A worse, it couldn't happen to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. Also, you can't trust anyone in this world.
You can't. Trump's, as much as people believe in Trump, he's too connected to Israel. He loves the Jews so much. And they're the people that are really controlling the banking world. There's no one really out there, is there?
Yeah, if there are, they're just going to be
There'll be some
silenced
guy, but
or.
there'll be some pawn of someone else. They're not, the thing is, though, to even get on that fucking with that ballot, you have to suck someone's dick, or have to but you have to basically surrender to some other freaking otherworldly force. You either put a globalist, you're either a shill of the pharma industry or big pharma, or you're a shill of the fucking move of the message, or you're a big shill of the big defense industry. Or you're a climate zealot. or you love to suck the cock of Israel. Basically, that's basically it. You either a big farmer stooge, a weapon, the big defense stooge, or you are a guy that loves, or you're a Zion, some a guy that loves to simp for Israel. Or you're one of these people that love to simp for Muslims. Palestine, Muslims and all that. Again, there's four sides here. You either love Big Pharma, you either love the big defense, you're either a stooge of China, you're either a stooge of the left, or you're a stooge of the freaking donor class of America.
So what are we talking about?
I'm basically saying, I don't think there's ever been an election that's been fair. To an extent, even the founding fathers, you've got to admit, they had their pros and they had their cons. Their cons were they were part of secret societies, mainly Illuminati and Freemasonry. And they still had mass connections to old world Europe. But yeah. So what else do you want to dive into, Jimmy? You wanted to expose some shit today?
Oh yes. It's gonna get juicy.
So what are we exposing?
Yeah.
So you remember the discussion about there was an error for Ukraine something selection?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't want to do a Ukraine election.
No, that's not a Ukraine election. It's you guys heard of Eurovision?
Yes.
Yeah, so on the night I've sent the voice notes in the chat, they would have announced which artist was going to represent the country in Eurovision. However, due to an error in their voting app, they're letting it extend another day, and then the following afternoon, they announced the artist through the votes, and they already announced who was going to represent them, the country of Ukraine.
Who's that? Abramovich or something like that? That Satan worshipper, or Linda Abramovich or whatever her name was, that basically loves to freaking does devil cooking or something like that. She represents.
Oh no! She wasn't even competing in that selection, so don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, so it's not that Abramovich woman that, but I love to do something called human cooking, but they illegal love so much.
Yeah, it is concerning.
I can't remember. John the Podesta family are getting back into politics. That family, the family apparently are led but are partly rapists. They love to manipulate children. Apparently representing America and the UN now.
Wait.
John Podesta.
A family of rapists who like to manipulate children have power?
Oh, no, I think it's John Podesta, but it's one of these, it's a Podesta that is now, I think, the guy for the UN. Basically, I don't know why they did it, but supposedly he's replacing John Kerry at the UN. UN, another climate zealot, supposedly. That's what I heard, but yeah, continue.
I'm there.
Oh, there's another story about there was a particular event that is the definition of the plot thickens.
Okay.
So there were a couple of Chinese Communist Party activists. They were telling Brendan Kavanaugh that he can't film while he's playing the piano. Now, the reason why the plot thickens, because... Are you still there, Eric?
Yeah, I'm there. I just thought, I'm here.
Why can't they play the piano in public?
I don't know.
There were people that made money... People made careers on YouTube playing in public. What's so wrong with playing a piano in public?
Yeah, but that's not why the plot thickens.
British culture for fucking decades.
No, that's not why the plot thickens. That activist that came up to Brendan... She is being sued for something related to, I can't remember exactly, but what she is telling Brendan Kavanagh, she's been accused of what she is telling Brendan that he can't do. So basically, that activist is a massive hypocrite.
What? Playing music in the public?
Well, yes, but I can't remember exactly what she's been sued for, but it's rather serious.
Remember, they're trying to distract us with the whole tractor move protest. Remember, Neuralink, the first Neuralink came up active. It's the first day of its first stage of the Hive project. They talked about a hive mind, right? They talked about a hive mind in what was it? You guys remember that show where basically I talked to you about it on Netflix, right? It was a good show. It was a show that talked about conspiracy theories. It basically talked about the old Earth, not the old Earth, but the underground Earth conspiracy with the mushroom people.
Mushroom people.
basically brought up a hive mind situation, right? And it basically talked about lizard people as well.
Oh yeah, the lizard people. I haven't heard them in a while.
Supposedly, yeah. But yeah, they basically had an episode talk about hive mind, right? Basically creating a hive mind. So basically, it poses a lot of information, because quite honestly, we are looking to be a hive mind soon with the whole Neuralink. Because I don't really think I want a Neuralink in myself. Because quite honestly, I don't want to be a slave. I want to have free will. I don't want someone to control my corpse and control my movements, my body movements.
Yeah, honestly, because I think with this Neuralink too, it could also probably help allow you to live longer too. I mean, I'm not really sure, but
it's the mark of the beast, Eric.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, I don't want a Neuralink inside. Like, look, God willing, if I live 100 years. Fine, but if I don't, then okay.
I think they're trying to distract from something. All these tractor protests, right? I think they're great, but I have my why now of all times? Why not do it a couple of years back? What are they trying to distract from? Nobody's talking about bricks and the fact that they're trading in currencies, right? Nobody's talking about the fact. They're trying to distract from the fact that there's going to be a civil war in America, right? Republic. There's a lot of MAGA, right? There's a lot of people that are fans of Trump, right? Have basically said that. Basically, I think 2 years ago, right? Trump basically destroyed the corporation. Or got rid of dissolved the corporation that basically became the United States, right? So basically, since 1871, I think it was.
Wow. Well, anyway, I found why she was a massive hypocrite, that CCP activist that came out to Brendan. Apparently, she's been sued in China for violating someone else's image rights with something she's posted on WeChat, you know, that app in China.
Yeah.
And also, there's another female activist in the back. She was seen hanging out with Jeremy Hunt. So, yeah, make what you will. It's something. Oh yes, Tartaria Empire. Do you remember Tartaria Empire?
Yeah.
Yes, those were the vibes. Those were the days. They just don't want people to have positive energy, because those classic architectures is what makes people feel so alive. It's what gives the nostalgic feeling and make people feel so good. I can see why the high ups are making like brutal, bland, and ugh buildings. It's just, I'm not surprised anymore.
America, you guys remember America? America was incorporated, right? A lot of things changed in America in 1871. America, okay. Wasn't that around about the time that DC, the special district to manage the presidency happened?
Which one?
the one where the president operates, right? You know, in DC, right? For a long time, DC wasn't didn't have its own state. It couldn't even vote in its own federal elections.
Yeah.
Couldn't even vote for president.
Exactly.
There's a certain district in DC, like the Great like the city of London, Jamie.
Okay.
Where basically they have basically it's not under the control of Congress at all. It's basically under control of the presidency. And since 1871, basically they created a corporation that basically runs the operations, right? The QAnon people, right, supposedly, and they think they're all crazy, but I don't think they really are, basically. Basically said that Trump, during Trump's term, he destroyed the corporation of 1871, that basically is the future. That basically is what the corporate, what basically runs the United States right now, right? Or used to run the United States right now. And basically, he supposedly, they believe that he took it back to the original republic before, and basically gave the vote power back to the states. That's, they could make sense. Why did Trump visit the Queen? Why did he visit the Vatican? The corporation had ties and involvement with the Crown and the Vatican.
Yeah.
You remember, Jamie, Eric, during the 13 colonies, right?
Yeah.
The 13 colonies, right, were corporations by the Pacific Indies. Who colonized America?
The Brits. Start.
Was it really the Brits, though? Remember, back then, but East India Company.
Oh yeah, that was my next guess.
Corporations were colonizing countries at that time. Remember?
Yeah, that was my next guess. If it's not the country, it definitely would be the corporation.
People believe, oh, that was the British military. That wasn't the British military. Remember, back then, companies were colonizing countries, and they pledged loyalty of the country to the country for favorable rates and taxes. So effectively, America is still under the Crown Corporation. And the Crown Corporation is something that's entirely different from the royal family. And basically, that's what they supposedly think. That's what QAnon, sort of Trump believers, right? Bush Senior left. They basically left in his letter. Trump knows about the 1871 corporation. He knows about the Crown Corporation. He knows about all we've been doing. He knows about the fact that we've basically been using their birth. Every citizens of America's birth as ways to control them as money. Because when you get a birth certificate, right, people think, oh, birth certificates are easy and nice. They're not really. They're basically just a form of a pink slip, right? They prove that they use this as currency. How funny would it be if these people were to, let's say, have us eat each other in our burgers, our food? Do we really know the process of our food and what's in it? At the supermarket level?
You wouldn't know unless you find out for yourself.
Exactly. And these people view us nothing more as cattle, so... But yes, the Crown Corporation, people don't dive into this enough. Like, people believe, oh, America, but it was the Brits that fucking invaded the country. The people, the masses, like, everyday masses believe it was the Brits that, the British military that invaded, that basically colonized America. Nope, it fucking wasn't. It was the corporations. It was private industry corporations that colonized America. America's just a corporation. And Trump dissolved the corporation. There's an old corporation of the American people, right? Before, there were 18 presidents before, right? They were on their own separate company, right? Somehow, the Brits and the Vatican and certain other countries that had political power at the time, they were able to get sway in Congress and basically put them back under British control, or basically under the control of the elite, shall we say, and doing their bidding. So basically, that's what the 1871 Corporation is. Basically, it's the Crown Corporation. It's the corporation that they've got put back under. And Canada's still under the Crown Corporation. It's still under some type of Crown Corporation. Canada's another corporation. It's a country disguised as a corporation, which is the funniest thing. But what else do you want to dive into?
Let's just check.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, the fact that literally America is basically, people don't really talk about the fact that America wasn't colonized by the British. It was colonized by
companies.
The people that colonized America were British, and probably had some Jewish ancestry. But
that doesn't mean their governments have done it. It's the corporations.
Doesn't mean their governments or militaries did it. It was under the pretext of at least. It was under trades people. It was like I can't remember what you would call it, but it was like it's trades people. It's people like sell products and that, right? It's like yeah, it's people like that sell products and that. It's like that's what the people that basically bought that basically colonized those countries. Very powerful people that were basically inventors, entrepreneurs, businessmen, basically. So what else is there?
There was a video featuring Eric Holcomb, Republican governor of Indiana, and Clint Lamb, Democratic mayor of the city of Sullivan, and they were discussing how they could work together by disagreeing better.
I don't know why, but I thought you were going to say featuring Eric Taylor.
Same.
Oh, yes.
As much as I'd love for you to run for governor, I think you're too kind and nice to actually probably get in. I feel like you, again, I have to say this, I feel like you have to sell your soul to someone.
You got to be a suck up.
You have to suck the dick of Israel. You have to, or you become a stooge of the freaking industrial complex or big pharma. Or you literally just become somewhat a zealot but basically loves war, or a neocon, or you basically just love the state of Israel, or you're a climate zealot but basically wants to advocate for basically mass genocide. I don't seem to think you want to be either one of them. The closest one I think you might be able to get away with is probably industrial complex. It's probably the war one, to be fair. Am I the only one that thinks that it might be worth invade? It might get to the point that America just invades Mexico. At the state things are going now.
I mean, in a few decades, I think it will be possible they could do that, and people.
I think they should invade. I think they should take over Mexico. Again, Mexico's not having that much trouble with the fucking cartels at this point. Should America just bomb all of Mexico, right? And basically just take, and then basically just go in a humanitarian aid. I think it's going to come to the point because they're getting sick and tired. They want New Mexico, like they want all of these new voters, right? But they don't want to take them. The thing is, though, there are benefits to taking over Mexico. You know,
yeah,
you get their automotive industry,
you get their land industry,
you get their fucking bread industry. You get the freaking oil exports. You become a bigger oil player.
And all the holiday destinations.
Yeah. More revenue. You might be able to take over the treasury. You might even be able to clear a deficit or get more money to pay off your taxes. Do you think Canada is going to become under British rule again?
Who's to say it's not already is, or...
It probably still is under British rule, to be fair, but the state of Canada right now, it needs to be. Trudeau's a fucking dictator.
And everyone says everyone loves Canada, but of course, they're the epicenter of everything that could go wrong in the next few years in terms of controlling the masses.
I can't wait to see. Apparently, there's protests. There's people telling... Basically saying fuck Justin Trudeau, basically out in the open. Even the liberals, Jamie, are considering siding with Pierre Poilievre.
That's a statement for the ages.
Some liberals.
You know you screwed up that even your own supporters are siding with the opposition.
The thing is, though,
that's how bad it is.
After the way things are going, right? If there was another election, Canada, the Conservatives would lead in a fucking majority, and not just a majority. They would lead in a fucking landslide.
Yeah, they had enough of that.
They'd become to be fair, it'd be point that Canada could be a minority. The Liberal Party could be a freaking minority. The next election, and NDP will be the next biggest thing. I think it'll come to the point where I think Justin Trudeau's party is going to break. There's going to be so much division that it's going to break.
Oh, yeah.
I think the moderate liberals are going to fucking leave his party and leave him with a bunch of lunatics. And I think they're going to move to the NDP or they're going to move conservative. Simply just because I think Justin Trudeau, I think the Liberal Party in Canada is going to break. I think there's too much discourse. And I don't think he can keep his party together.
And I think the same can be said for the UK. If the UK general election is held now, I think Labour would certainly get a majority.
And that's not good for us.
Yeah, Labour
would have us under government, would have us under government control. It would have give us less rights. They'd fucking stringently control our oil exports. So we rely on the fucking Russians or China. I don't think Sunak's that great of a guy, but I can at least attest to the fact that he has some balls and has some sense. Sunak, no, if we were under Starmer, we'd have all these fucking jihadists coming in. We have them coming in now, but it won't be. It would be even worse under Starmer. He would fucking let them in. He wants us to go back into the fucking bastard EU. And we should leave. We should be glad. We should cut even more ties with the EU. The EU is dead. Dead. Germany is going to leave the EU. France is going to leave the EU. Poland's going to leave it. Hungary is going to leave it. Ireland's going to leave it. There's calls for almost every major government country to leave the EU. So what do you want to talk? So what's going on in France right now?
I'm not sure. Last time I remember, farm protests. I think
it's
I saw a couple.
In Bell, it's happening in the Netherlands, Dutch, Sweden,
yes.
Berlin,
Germany,
Belgium, Norway.
Good grief, that's happening all over the place.
It's happening every fucking thing in Europe, and it's going to happen in America as well. Trucker convoys. One thing, send these fucking people back to their own country. We're nice, but we're not that nice. You don't respect our country? Fuck off back to where the shithole you came from.
We are open, but we're not pushovers.
We're not pushovers, and we're not going to have you fucking take over our country. I think Putin's an interesting man. People hate him, but he's interesting. So what else is there we can dive into?
Countries have trust in the United Nations by country.
I don't have trust in the United Nations. I think they're a bunch of global shills. I would, if I could have, get along with it, I would disband the EU, I'd disband NATO, I'd disband the WHO, I'd get rid of the WHO, I'd get rid of the WEF, I'd get rid of all the organisations, and I'd literally go back to local trade negotiations. I would get rid of all the thingies, right? I'd get rid of all these organisations. I'd get rid of NATO, I'd get rid of WHO, I'd get rid of the World Health Organization. And I'd literally go back to local ties. Each country has their local friends that they want to work with, and each country has their other thing, people they don't want to work with. We're too world connected. We need to be a little bit more apart.
There has to be some autonomy.
Yes.
Stick to our own stuff.
Yes. Every country should make their own thing. Britain, we have a good defense industry. We make a shitload of money. We make a shitload of money off defense. We've got BA&E. We've got banking. We provide a lot of services for people. We provide a lot of defense stuff. We make a lot of movies. We have... I didn't know we had that much ties to Japan.
Neither did I.
We have very massive ties to Japan. Sweden likes us as well. Japan likes us. We apparently supply a lot of defense stuff to Japan.
And Japan has the least amount of trust in the United Nations at 38% of its people.
I have the least amount of trust in the United Nations.
Well, Japan's the place then.
Japan's a great country. I like Japan because they stick to their values. You're not going to get see many black people in Japan. You're not going to see many freaking Germans in Japan because they have their own thing. They're basically racist. As much as they're basically racist to anybody.
Dang, that's crazy.
They are, though. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to want to promote your own people.
You know what? I actually don't have a problem with that either.
Yeah, I agree. It's good to stick to your own values.
Yeah, I like Hungary as well. Hungary has their own Christian values. Apparently, Poland used to have their own values until that fucking lunatic got elected. Well, instilled. He didn't get elected, he got instilled.
I think I'm safe to say, even then, I still think Poland still has strong crackdowns on immigration. Like,
yeah, it's
still homogenous for now.
In Poland, we didn't let any Muslim or anybody in Poland, right? They let Ukrainians in because they had a lot of ties to Ukraine, right? But they didn't let anybody else in. And they got to say, oh, are you racist? Yes, I will not accept any other... They didn't like that. Me, they don't like him. And they had to get rid of... They got rid of him.
Vegan restaurant is forced to start serving meat because it doesn't have enough plant-based customers.
That's exactly. You can't sell if you don't have customers. You can't pay the bills.
Exactly.
Of course.
If you don't have customers, I might tell them to go fuck you. I hope they go out.
They had to swallow their pride and say,
"We have to serve meat.
We have to serve meat because there's not enough
vegan-based customers." Dang, that's tough.
Let me just say this: there is. I don't think there's enough customers for the meat, the plant-based stuff that there is in supermarkets, right? There are customers, don't get me wrong, there are customers. And there's still a lot of plant-based stuff that just didn't sell. Especially the power shake stuff for some reason. Like the weird stuff that looks like vomit you would feed a fucking duck, but it looks like the stuff of the indigestion system of freaking birds after spewing something up. Not saying something, but I feel like they want World War III with Putin, even though I don't really want to fight Putin. I think he seems like an alright bloke. He has more fucking sense and value. As much as Russia have their own way of life, right? I'm not going to fucking intrude on that and say, oh, they're perfect. No country's perfect, but they have their own way of life. They don't support gay marriage, and I think that's a good thing. They have their own values. They don't support the mental illness that is trans people. I think that's a good thing because I don't think that's normal. We're not disrespectful about it. We have our own ways of culture. Hungary is about the same. We have our own ways of culture, and so do you. Please don't try and force your way of life on us. And the thing is, Russia supposedly basically said, we're willing to help Texas get independence. I hope Texas secedes. Becomes its own country. And I hope the 25 states, Republican states, do the same. I hope they basically say, look, we'll sign a defense pact. Just let us fucking go our own way. You go your way, we go our way. We'll sign deals, we'll do trade. Do you think that'll happen? Or do you think the liberals will say, no, 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 you can't do that?
I think the liberals say, no, 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 you can't secede from us. We need you.
I was just about to say that too.
if they say, Republican, the GOP will do fucking shit without us. Do shit without them. Texas is a fucking oil and gas powerhouse. They're getting ready to do gold backed currencies. There's allegedly, there's a lot of United States states in America that want to actually join BRICS independently. supposedly.
Really?
Supposedly. That's what I've heard someone said.
Alright then.
Yeah. There's people calling for Northern Ireland to be reunite with Ireland. I don't get how that benefits the UK. But I feel that's a negative to us, ain't it?
Well, what benefit does Northern Ireland have for the entire UK?
Provides a lot of more sector. It provides humans, people. It provides jobs. It provides the economy. It's got a bunch of skills. It's got a bunch of sectors that we're probably aligned with. It's probably got some good oil exports near us, if I'm being honest. It's got a decent amount of sectors. Not to mention the tax revenue. Get rid of the tax revenue, that, right? At the end of the day, it just bolsters Ireland's GDP. Our GDP will collapse from it, because Northern Ireland's a big part of our country. But
I don't know. Northern Ireland is a big asset.
I think it's a lot more important than most. I think it's a lot more important than people think. I actually think it's something that we should keep. In fact, I would prefer to indoctrinate them into the UK, if I'm being honest. Because remember, I personally would like to see Britain take on more people, preferably more territory. I personally wouldn't mind if we were to take back Hong Kong. I think Britain should take back Hong Kong. I think Britain should take back Canada. Because Canada is a shit stain of a country right now. And not to mention, Canada would be very valuable to our GDP. Not to mention, this would be able to help. We could help our allies. We'd be able to help our allies. How many people do you think would be willing to rejoin the UK in Canada? Over the states of Canada right now. Could this be a plan? Could this be a long-term plan to take back Canada by the UK?
Maybe.
They fucked up Canada that much that maybe they're going to ask. Maybe there's still some British loyalist part of the crown, but maybe thinking, maybe we should take back Canada.
Maybe.
Maybe, because at this point, it's a shit stain. Nobody's talking about the Canadian border and the fact that so many immigrants are coming to Canada as well. And did you know that all these immigrants are being funded by NGOs, by the UN, allegedly?
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Ever heard anything new about Klaus Schwab, the demon? So when do you think Ukraine's going to end?
To what extent would they end?
They secede to Russia and Russia takes back the territory. I think it gets to the point where Russia basically just takes all of Ukraine, annexes all of Ukraine, takes it and adds to it at this point. And they let Ukraine, and they leave some little borscht, they leave something.
That'd take a few decades, a century perhaps. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Why are they so scared for us to go to war? Why do they want us origin for us to go to war with Russia? I don't think it actually benefits us.
I think it
benefits the elites, but it doesn't really benefit us.
War is profitable, they say.
War is profitable. They did say it. I'm profiting off this war, the war in Israel right now. Gaza and Ukraine.
That's just sad. Well, hey, game is game, you know?
Profiting off it. Palantir's made a fucking boatload of money in Ukraine. And so is BA&E. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon. I get to profit off the new Euro fight, Project Tempest or something like that. That's apparently a new drone-based plane. Do you think America will collapse into multiple different countries?
At this point, possible.
I think also, I think there'll be civil war soon in America. They made a movie about civil war in America. Yeah, that was pre-planned. To pre-warn the pre-warn Americans, probably. What else is there? So yeah, they're also trying to clamp down on censorship and so on social media about child safety and all that.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. The CEOs of respective platforms.
Yeah, trying to clamp down on that and basically censor freedom of speech.
Could be another distraction, or is it?
I think they're trying to censor freedom of speech. Do you trust Canada, China? Yeah, the WEF is heavily influenced by China for some reason.
Yeah, given like half its young world leaders come from there and are part of the World Economic Forum, young leaders, something.
Is Biden a world young leader? A young leader?
What do you think?
He ain't even young.
Supposedly Putin's part of it, but I don't think he likes Klaus Schwab that much anymore, and I think he's happy for that guy to get eliminated. So, what do you guys think of the state of Rumble?
Rumble,
another sort of YouTube competitor.
I'll be honest, I've not seen anything big. I've not heard of anything big happening with Rumble or anything like that.
It's still partly growing. It's still getting multiple different content. People, big social media people are coming over to it.
Yeah, I know it's growing, but like I'm just saying, I haven't really heard anything like groundbreaking.
I think it's gradual, and I think they'll do stuff with it. I think it'll become better. I think Rumble will probably ultimately do extremely well. It's just about time. I think it will. They'll think, oh, it's just gonna go away, and Rumble's gonna probably just fail. I don't think it's gonna fail. I think it's gonna be very long term. It's alternative to YouTube censorship.
It definitely.
I think Joe Rogan will probably move over to Rumble at some point. Joe Rogan signed a $200 million deal with Spotify.
Oh wow.
Yeah, over a certain, guarantee a certain amount of split of revenue. I think Spotify is going to change its business from being a podcasting company to being something like an agency, right? They're partly going to be making money off YouTube. They're going to basically help Joe Rogan get ads for his YouTube, for his podcast, right?
Ah, all right then.
So effectively, they could become their own agency. And I think they're planning on doing that with bigger creators as well. What's going on with Twitch right now? I think it's going to come to the point where that's going to shut down. What would happen if Twitch were to shut down?
People would just switch over to Rumble, mostly.
Or Kick, or YouTube.
Yeah, that seems possible.
How much is Twitch? How much do you think Twitch is worth, anyway?
I wouldn't say it's in the billions, but certainly like tens, hundred millions, perhaps.
If Rumble were to just buy Twitch, right, and just navigate all that over to Rumble, right? Rumble's got a decent app right now, right? But what if they were able to mitigate, add all of Twitch's fun, good stuff to basically, what if Rumble were to buy Twitch and merge all of their stuff onto Rumble? Rumble Video. They give them a better live streaming function, at least. Disney's apparently. I think. What's your guys' thoughts on Disney? Bad, good.
A disaster.
I'm going to be blatantly honest. If Nelson Peltz doesn't get on that bastard board, I'm selling my state, selling my shares in Disney. I might keep them. Actually, I might just keep it just for the fun and the lols. I like to risk just to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iger needs to be sued into oblivion for what he's done to that company. Apparently, there's rumors that Elon might be partnering with Nelson to help buy Disney. I think there's money in Disney, but it needs a good leader. It needs someone to weave out the woke. What was it again? I think Netflix, I can't remember, I think Netflix signed a deal with WWE to stream all their content there. Pelt's apart.
WWE is definitely moving to Netflix next year, I believe.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. There's gonna be tons of people that are gonna use Netflix, right?
I personally think
it would be cool if the UFC were to move all its stuff to Rumble. Wouldn't that be sick? They got deals with Rumble anyway. Rumble could be the home of the UFC. All our live stream matches on Rumble could. People might be interested in buying Paramount.
Yeah,
this media mogul wants to buy it, and the son of Larry Ellison wants to buy it. I think he's the owner of Skydance.
Porn stars per million inhabitants. The top five are Puerto Rico with 16.36, Latvia 20.53, United States of America 27.25, Hungary 85.05, and number one is Czechia 86.19 porn stars per million inhabitants.
Hungary.
Yeah, number two.
That's kind of weird for a Christian run country.
Yeah, it's very unusual.
I don't know what's unusual.
But the Hungary has so much porn stars.
Per million inhabitants.
How many per bankers? I know there's tons of bankers in London. I know there's tons of bankers in Zurich. I know there's tons of bankers in New York. Deutsche Telekom. I don't think any movie studio is doing good. But any updates on the media landscape in the movie industry in the UK?
Not that I would know of. It's pretty quiet.
So we're not still. I wish the BBC would collapse.
Yeah, but unfortunately it's here to stay because people believe it's impartial in its reporting.
Impartial, my arse. Impartial.
Come on, guys. The BBC is to be trusted.
GB News is more impartial than them twats. I don't think any news but at least with GB News you're going to get an outlandish take. The thing that stars Nigel Farage, and you've got Nigel Farage, and you've got like freaking Jacob Rees-Mogg. That old politician I used to think was hilarious. I used to tell it how it was.
Only time will tell.
Yep. So who would you? Do you think Nigel would run for president, for Prime Minister of the UK? I mean, it'd take him over Starmer, to be fair.
He could. He might.
Never know. Maybe that's why he's building GB News. Why he's doing GB News.
To build up his reputation back up again.
Yep. That's why he did it. I think he's definitely got a party.
You know what would be really cool?
What?
Is if somehow we found someone who was way smaller than the mainstream guys who actually had great ideas, and we somehow helped him be well known to the public. Who had pure intentions.
Yeah. Ray William Johnson.
Him.
Like
someone who is literally...
Ain't he the guy that literally sold himself to China?
No, I mean... Like,
Ray William Johnson?
No, I mean like...
The guy, maybe it was this other guy, but this is a YouTuber basically sold himself to TikTok basically. Started making big money in China for TikTok and Douyin.
I would not know. I have no idea.
Someone who is just like the people, not rich, didn't come from a rich family, anything like that, no rich background, just a regular person who has a good idea.
So you talking about yourself or some made up fairy tale?
some guy.
Okay.
The thing is, though, to even get on those election boards, you have to sell your soul. You're not going to make enough money. You need to have a certain amount of backing. And to get on there, the way things are, basically, they've eliminated basically the average day person to freaking run for Congress or any government, any meaningful thing of government or power. To even get a senator seat, you probably have to spend upwards of at least 10, maybe 5 million. Realistically get, and that's just depending on the state. If it's a Democrat or Republican run state, it doesn't matter. If you're a Democrat trying to run as a Republican, you'd have to spend an awful lot amount of money. Even then, it's no guarantee you'd win. Sure. Like remember, Joe Biden spent fucking God knows how much trying to run for office, and it took him like fucking 4 or 5 attempts.
4 or 5 attempts.
He ran in the early 50s, 60s, 70s. He ran in the 80s. He ran in the 90s.
Do you think that was actually him? Do you think that was the original him, or was that his clone?
Probably one of his clones.
Yeah, you could argue and say that Biden is just older, but he definitely does look different.
Probably sold to the devil, like all of them. They probably got some type of thing where they basically... Cloning does exist. You can clone people. Secret societies have been
cloned. You just don't know it yet.
Honestly, when did cloning become like a full thing? Like somewhere in 2008,
2009?
Early 90s.
I'm surprised.
There's cloning laws. It probably got perfected in the early 2000s, but it probably realistically happened in the 80s, 90s.
You know, I'm surprised that they didn't just clone any celebrity that wouldn't shut up.
They probably definitely did something with Kanye because he used to be spout a lot of shit. Now he's basically just a puppet of the state.
Pretty much, and also,
they also arrested this rapper that basically said vote Trump or something like that. It was won three awards, right? And they basically arrested him the day after.
Really. Really?
This will secede. It'll become its own independent country. The other countries will join, and they're going to do trade, and all become an oil-based country. And I think they're going to trade, and they're going to make so much money, and they're going to eventually, over time, they're going to buy back all their territory.
Vote Trump.
Yeah.
But either
I think Texas should become its own country. I think there'll be a bunch of other countries that'll be willing, Republican countries, that'll be willing to fucking join their country and become independent states.
The country of Texas. That does not sound right.
Republic of Texas.
The Republic.
Texas Republic.
The United Republic of Texas.
Okay, that sounds a bit better. That sounds a bit better, I'm not going to lie.
United Republic of Texas.
Texas Republic.
Texas Republic. Like that.
Texas Republic. Or...
Yeah, I think the Texas Republic sounds good.
Republic. It's a Republican country.
Texas, the United Texas Republic will probably be the actual name of it, but it will be shortened down to Republic of Texas. Or United, or
honestly, yeah, you're probably right.
I think Texas is going to become the new home of the White House, the new home of the capital of the states. America can take their fuck. The Democrats can take whatever states they can fucking muster. They can take all the fucking states they want. But Texas, the South, they don't give a fuck about the South. Let them fucking go on their way. Let them fucking join Texas. Like, the state of Alabama, it'll join Texas. The state of Florida, it'll join fucking Texas. The state of, like, all the fucking, and all the Republic, all those Democrat states that are voting on the same side as Abbott, but want action with that, they have the option now. You can join the new country of Texas, or you can freaking go, or you can stay with the Dems. I think they'll probably just, and I ultimately do believe, if they don't get in, then I think they'll probably allow Trump to become the leader of that country. And they'll form like their own little, they'll form their own like, there'll be a bunch of other governors and stuff.
Yeah. It's 2024 and I'm still surprised people don't like Trump.
There's a lot of people, the Bronx and Chicago and New York. I think there's a heavy chance that he can flip New York red. And it'll be up to them. The states will individually. I think it'll come to the Texas. I think Texas should become its own state, right? And I think they'll be allowed. They'll allow the countries. I think they should allow the other states decide what you want. It's up to you. If you want to join red, you can join red. If you want to join Texas, you can join Texas in their new country. If not, then it's up to you. I think there'll be a vote at some point to decide, do you want to join Texas? Do you want to join the Republic of Texas, or do you want to stay in the United States or the USA? They won't be the United States, they'll be the US. What will they change their name? Because they can't longer be United, because they're no longer United.
They're more like divided states of America.
I wonder if they're going to do the Democratic Republic of America, the Democratic. What would they name their new country? And let me guess, a new country flag will be the pride flag.
Nah, that'd be funny if they did.
The Americans will.
Honestly, they have to be realistic with that one.
The Republic of Texas will create its constitution. It will still allow guns. It will still allow all this stuff. There'll be a lot of states that will join Texas. The ones that are close to it, Florida would probably join them as well. New Hampshire would probably want to join them as well.
It's a bit far, but it could happen.
All the Republic, the 25, it was partly 28 states that were signing with Abbott. 28.
That speaks volumes.
28 states that were signing with Abbott.
Yes.
A lot of them might have been left-leaning states as well. A lot of them were Republicans. Alabama was one of them. Utah was another one. Minnesota. Wyoming. South Carolina. North Carolina. Dakota. North Dakota. Florida. Even with Texas, it's not exactly got a shit border, has it? Like, it's got access to oil fields. It's got access to the weather. Got access to at least a amount of territory. Got ports. Could be heavy. Could be pretty useful.
Yeah.
Just make the freaking. I wonder what will happen with though if they do it. Will those states still become have their own tent? Will those states still have their own? Will those states still have their own thingy?
Possibly.
It'll be interesting to tell. War, civil war, huh? I think Europe. Do you think there would ever be civil war in China?
No.
Too unified, too controlled, too authoritarian controlled.
No, I think.
Think there'll ever be a North and South? Do you think Korea will not unify as one?
For now, it's not likely.
Should all of Africa become one country?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Because there's loads of local tribes and there's going to be loads of differences.
What if they were to literally accommodate all of them? What if they were to literally let them have their own way to rule their own country, but they represented each other and the thingy became one country, but gave them all independence, something similar to the What if they allowed every country? What if they became one country like the US, right, where they have their own, they're one big country, but
there's small governments for each of the tribes.
Yeah, small governments.
That could work.
Because right now, and they use their own currency, and they create one currency for all of each other, and they use their own currency backed by their oils and minerals. There's a governor, there's a party out there in Africa that wants to do that, have a currency backed by thingy. Most likely, they're going to have that guy, a Lamy or something like that. Lema.
Percentage of population aged 25 to 64 that can't speak any foreign language. Do you know what's number one?
English?
No, country. Which country has the most amount of people that doesn't speak any foreign language?
Dubai?
Well, no, not Dubai. It's not there.
Japan?
America? I mean, okay, you're getting the right idea, but no, you got to consider the Mexicans that come over and bring the Spanish speaking.
Yeah, United Kingdom?
Yes, you're right on the nose. It's 65.4% of UK citizens don't speak any other foreign language.
Well, we're fucking English. Why would you need to speak any other fucking language?
Good point.
We're creating English.
If anything, all foreigners are expected or at least obliged to learn English in
it's
order to communicate.
It's a universal language. What the fuck do you want us to do?
Make universal a new language that comprises of all language families?
Yeah.
Oh wait, there already is one.
Speaks English. There's no point in us learning any other bastard language. Well, that's not true. There's other people.
No, unless it's needed.
We have our own different dialects of English, but at the end of the day, every country speaks English. In the India, unless even India, they speak English.
As a lingua franca, yeah, of course.
They have to speak English because we colonized them.
Yeah, and also, there's tons of Indic languages that are very distinctive, so there has to be at least one language that can communicate as a main lingua franca.
Even the French know how to speak English.
Yeah, but they just don't want to. They want to preserve the French language, which...
Just
like
we want to preserve the English language. That's one thing we have in common. They want French, we want English. The Dutch, they can speak Dutch if they want to as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, Dutch people want to learn English because they know it's a language for business.
It's a language for anything.
Exactly.
If you want to fucking get anywhere in America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, or even Singapore, you will need to speak English. Or even New Zealand. Any of five of the countries, if you want to do any business in America, you're going to need to speak English. Want to do business in the UK? English. Because we're the English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
If it comes to the point where we literally take over, where literally France becomes part of the UK again.
Yeah.
Do you think we should take back Ireland?
I mean,
it is becoming a shithole. The diversity, equity, inclusion shit's getting concerning.
I mean, they do have a thriving economy, which is not saying a lot at the moment.
They have a massive thriving economy. They're basically a tax haven for the rich. We should take that back. They have a very powerful drinking alcohol sector, which we could boost from. They have
the thing is, if we take Ireland now. But having Ireland, the country, under UK law, this would mean the Irish laws would disappear. It will now fall under UK laws, and then now Ireland will, all the Irish businesses and residents will fall in the same state as the UK residents.
What if they were to give them independence? What if they were to give them, what if we made them part of the UK, but we gave them autonomy to make their own rules and laws, like the UK and Scotland and Wales? Well, they had the same autonomy as what Scotland and Wales have. Basically, they vote, they elect their own parliaments, they can make their own rules, make their own laws. But the British, when thing laws become too extreme and too wild, the UK government steps in. E.g., if you want to fucking put a fucking woman in a fucking bloke, if you want to put a bloke in a fucking woman's prison. Or if you want to fucking put puberty block, you want to allow puberty blockers on kids. Or if you want to basically anything that's dangerous to society.
The UK government steps in and puts an end to that.
Yes. Love or hate them, the UK freaking put a stop to their fucking, oh, we need to, transgender people can freaking, the whole thing with them going into men and women's prisons. They put a fucking end to that. I also think that the UK should probably try and expand some territory. Like, I think it'd be cool if we were to take on some territory in Canada again. Our military is not that great, though, anymore.
Where did it all go wrong?
You want to know the real reason?
Go on.
It happened when we fucking let fucking foreigners in. All happened then.
Everything bad happens when we let...
When we let immigrants flood in. Don't get me wrong, they're not bad people, and I have no problem with people moving to this country gradually. I have a problem when people come here illegally and abuse our system. It is more profitable to be a fucking muncher from an elephant from Africa in this country than it is to actually... You make more money being a muncher and a scrunge. But some guy fucking came from Africa here. They apparently get thousands of pounds a month, right? Well, most people can't even make that, barely make that a month. So, again, it makes the question, why would you even bother?
True that.
And let's be real here. When World War III happens, they're not going to have any obligation to fight.
True that.
Yeah.
They'll basically themselves die and then they take our country. Probably what they want. They want us in World War III, so they don't have to fight. And basically, they can kill. They can while we're fighting them, they can launch a coup and basically take over the country.
Excuses.
True that.
We should have never given up the fucking Middle East. We had so much oil, we gave it up. We should have always kept our territory in Israel. We should never given up our territories. We should take back Canada. We should take them back. Take all of it back. I still think we should take back Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, fooey. No one's super.
No, it's a former British territory, and even there's a lot of people in Hong Kong that would like to be back under British rule.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should take Hong Kong back. We can use that territory. It would give us that we can use it. That it would be. People say, "Oh, it's a shit territory. It's got its own. It's got its own stock exchange, right? It's a good country, and it's a good way to check power in the Mediterranean, in the freaking. It's a good place to check power in the Chinese Sea." So you could basically keep power against Japan, you could keep power against China, you could keep power against Singapore and Australia. It's a good checking point, Hong Kong. Again, why hasn't Britain taken over Afghanistan again? Taken over that country?
Because they already pulled out of Afghanistan the first time round. They do not want to go back again, presumably.
Did they get run out of it, or is it just because they...
The people believe, what were we doing in Afghanistan? It's just a waste of time and resources and money. So they pulled out because...
What if we were to take back in America? So they don't. So the people don't want to want to expand.
Well, what is to take from Afghanistan?
The oil reserves, their oil. probably some good resources there. There's oil.
But anything else besides oil?
Land, territory. We could build it and we could build mega cities. We could build cities. We could build towns. We could build settlements. We could build a stronghold in the Middle East. And we could counter aggression from the other Middle Eastern states. Do you think Russia will collapse again?
Not really, because last time people said Russia would collapse is when the sanctions were put on them when the Russian army went into Ukrainian borders.
If US collapses, should UK use that as an opportunity to take territory? And also, if the United States collapses, right, what would happen to... Who would become the next biggest superpower if US were to collapse?
China?
Can they handle the power of being a superpower, though?
Well, they have a massive grasp on...
America doesn't think that they can be a superpower. I think it would go to Kanzuk. They don't believe in Russia, and they don't believe in China. I think it honestly would be up to the four countries to become a superpower. E.g., I think it would come to the point where Canada becomes one country. I think we'll end this here. It's been fun.